They are now People's Republics. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Russia has declared, moving troops into two eastern Ukraine territories, calling them independent.
He's not going to stop with these two little small areas near his border.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox Russian leader Vladimir Putin will dig deeper into Ukraine.
The remaining American diplomats have fled the country, making the U.S. withdrawal from Ukraine complete. Ukrainians I've spoken to are very nervous and afraid of a potential full-scale Russian invasion. After recognizing the two separate regions in eastern Ukraine, U.S. officials say annexation, like Russia did with Crimea, could be next. That would give Russia control of 13% of Ukraine's land.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Kyiv, Ukraine. President Biden imposed sanctions on the territories. More will be imposed today. Britain is sanctioning Russia, and Germany's taking steps to halt the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline with Russia. GOP Congressman Mark Green calls that a
bold move. It hurts all of Russia, the Russian economy. That's the kind of sanctions that Biden promised. That's the kind of sanctions he's got to do.
A jury in Georgia is getting back to work, deciding if three convicted murderers are guilty of a hate crime. Fox's Evan Brown following this live.
Yeah, Dave, the federal jury in Brunswick, Georgia, listened Monday to prosecutors as they wrapped their cases against father and adult son Gregory and Travis McMichael and their neighbor William Bryan, claiming they were full of racial hate when they chased down and killed Ahmaud Arbery, who jogged past their homes. Their defense attorneys argue that despite social media messages posted demonstrating racism, they weren't racially motivated at the time of the shooting. The three are already serving life sentences for murder in a Georgia state prison, Dave.
Evan, in Canada,
yeas for 185.
Parliament extending emergency powers to Prime Minister Trudeau over conservative objections. Those were used to break up that weeks-long trucker protest against COVID mandates. Some trucks were towed, some protesters arrested, some had their bank accounts frozen. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There is not a big reaction to the Russia-Ukraine drama today in stock markets across Europe. They've been mixed. On Wall Street, Dow futures down about 100 points. President Biden is mulling over who to nominate for the Supreme Court. He's already narrowed his choice down to a black woman. This says retiring Justice Stephen Breyer and the rest of the court hear three new cases this week. Two involve Native American issues.
The first case has to do with two Native tribes' ability to regulate gaming on their land. Texas law does not allow the kind of gaming they want to have, and the two tribes have already lost in lower courts. The other case involves a man who pleaded guilty in an assault case in the Court of Indian Offenses. He was released after time served, but a federal grand jury indicted him in Colorado. He was sentenced to 30 years in prison. He says his federal prosecution is a violation of double jeopardy rules. On Wednesday, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in Arizona versus San Francisco, an immigration-related case. Arizona and other states want to defend the Trump administration's expanded public charge rule, even as the current administration is not participating in such cases. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
There's an update on a star NFL quarterback who didn't play at all last season because of legal issues.
A Texas judge Monday ruled that Deshaun Watson can face questions under oath in 9 of the 22 civil lawsuits against him by women alleging sexual misconduct. Tony Busby is the lead attorney for the accusers.
Mr. Watson can continue to seek delay, but it's inevitable that he will eventually and ultimately have to answer questions about his conduct.
However, Watson's attorney, Rusty Harden, argued that the Houston Texans quarterback should not be subject to deposition until the criminal probe against him in Harris County, Texas, is complete.
It is only fair to wait to see whether it results in charges or doesn't before one decides whether you're going to submit somebody to deposition.
Hardin anticipates a decision regarding criminal charges by April 1st. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The USFL is back, a spring football league from the 1980s. The eight teams resurrected will draft players tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.